Good afternoon, fellow Patriots. This is Matt Shea, and welcome to Patriot Radio, brought to you once again by On Fire Ministries, broadcasting live from deep inside the heart of the future Liberty State in the legacy of Dr. Stan Monteith, bringing you the story behind the story and the news behind the news. It's not about right or left. It's about right and wrong, about our hope not being in man, but in Jesus Christ, about not ending in prayer, but also moving to action, the gospel of the kingdom. Isaiah 61:1-4, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord anointed me to bring good news to the humble. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim release to captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the cloak of praise instead of a disheartened spirit. So they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Then they will rebuild the ancient ruins. They will raise up the former devastations, and they will repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. Well, coming to us from Readout News today, the bear is awake. Gary stubbed his toe, 625-473. And for all you patriots out there in the American Readout, blessings to you. There are so many things that are going on right now in America that we need. We need to accept the fact that if the God of revival lives in our heart, that revival is in our heart and can break out at any moment. We just need to get out of the way. Now, part of this I want to talk about today is just the basics of what it even means to be an American. Now, many of you have never even heard of the dedication of Cape Henry. Now, if you have not heard of this, you can go to the dedication of Cape Henry. And it is a dedication, literally a covenant, at the very start of this country. Most people have never even read it. Most people are never taught this in school. But in 1607, there was a group that landed on what is modern-day Virginia Beach, and as they landed an old rugged wooden cross that they had brought from England was taken by Pastor Robert Hunt and was placed up on Cape Henry. And they surrounded with the solemn purpose of dedicating the new land to Jesus Christ. And here's what they prayed. We do hereby dedicate this land and ourselves to reach the people within these shores with the gospel of Jesus Christ and to raise up godly generations after us. And with these generations, take the kingdom of God to all the earth. And may this covenant of dedication remain to all generations as long as this earth remains. And may this land, along with England, be evangelists to the world. May all who see this cross remember what we have done here, and may those who come here to inhabit join us in this covenant and in this most noble work that the Holy Scriptures may be fulfilled. Quite literally, shortly after landing, for the first time in America, a pastor took a wooden cross and dedicated this country to Jesus Christ. That is the vision that God has for America. And so a lot of us as Christians have never been taught what the real purpose of government is. And I want to go through that today. Because when government fails, you have what happened to our guest later, Marianne Mendoza, whose son was killed by a repeat illegal alien coming across the border because government did not fulfill its proper role. So I'm going to go through some of these things, and I want to talk about this morning too, and this afternoon for some of you, the clear, and I really want to say something just briefly because God just put this on my heart. I want to say hello and thank you to our listeners from New Zealand and from Australia. Keep up the fight down there. I know you guys are really in a battle right now. Keep up the fight. Americans are watching. You are not alone. And we're praying for you, and you are walking in victory, the victory of Jesus Christ, and you will be victorious despite this temporary tyranny. Okay, I want to talk about what it means to live in a constitutional republic. And I want to go through both the biblical basis for our country, and I want to go through what essentially is the Antichrist gospel to this country, okay? And if you're following along, the Antichrist gospel comes from Karl Marx, the founder of socialism, who wrote the Communist Manifesto, and specifically Chapter 2. So I'm going to refer to that as we go through this. So let's start here. What is the purpose of government? The purpose of government is to protect our God-given unalienable rights to life, liberty, property, and the ability to defend the same. In Romans 13, it is summarized very succinctly as punish evil and promote good. And you can go read that. When government does not do that role, when it abrogates that role, when out of apathy or some other agenda fails to do that role, it is actually no longer government, at least as recognized by God. It is something that is trying to destroy truth. It is trying to destroy a nation. Now, nations come from God. There's the table of nations that is in Genesis. You can go look that up for yourself. Nations were created by God. The Gospel of the Antichrist, Communist Manifesto, says there should be an abolishing of national borders or an abolishing of nations. The scripture says that there is a right to life. Well, where is that, Matt? Very simply, that is in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not murder or take innocent human life. And therefore, there is an inherent right to life. And yet in the Communist Manifesto, it says that the family should be abolished. In other words, the thing that helps life be nurtured and grown into maturity should be abolished. The scripture says that there is a right of liberty. And in fact, it is implied that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I want to explain something very clearly here. Freedom is the ability to do whatever you want to. Liberty is the ability to do whatever God wants you to do. And what's that? Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, body, soul, and spirit. Love your neighbor as yourself. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Deliver those who are oppressed. Raise the dead. Preach the gospel to all creation. Make disciples of all nations. Very simple. And we are supposed to have the liberty to do all those things. So if government tries to get in the way of how we worship the Lord our God, then it actually is going against its own very purpose. Article 26 of the Washington State Constitution says, and it's the only irrevocable clause, says very clearly that there should be perfect toleration of religious sentiment and that no person should be molested in their person or property on account of their mode of worship. It captures this principle, Article 1, Section 11 of the Washington State Constitution. There should be absolute freedom of conscience in all matters of religious sentiment. This is what liberty is and where it comes from. Throughout the scriptures, you can go to Matthew, you can go to Deuteronomy and see the original commandment of loving the Lord your God and loving your neighbor later in the Old Testament. You can go and see what Jesus said specifically about this. This is the right to liberty. Then you also have a right to property. Well, where does that come from? Very simply, the Ten Commandments, once again, thou shalt not steal. And yet, the Communist Manifesto says on the issue of liberty that all truths, all morality, all religion should be abolished. And says about property that all private property rights should be abolished in Chapter 2. And then you come to one that seems to be this big deal for a lot of Christians who have fallen into the trap of the heresy of pacifism. Yes, I said heresy because it is. How did God deliver the Jewish people in the book of Esther? Well, Queen Esther went and got the decree of the king changed. Yes, but what did he actually enact as a decree? Because he could not overturn the original decree allowing for the Jewish people to be killed. So he had to do something. So how did God deliver the Jewish people? They enacted a decree that allowed the Jewish people to arm themselves in self-defense. You can read that in Esther chapter 9 and 10. You can also read in Luke 22, verse 32 and further about how Jesus Christ said, "Now I'm sending you out as sheep among wolves. Take with you your balantion, your money bag, your para, your purse." It's literally where we get the word purse from today, in the sense that it carried bread or snacks. So if ladies, you're listening to the show or watching live online and you have snacks in your purse, that is a biblical thing, okay? Your bread bag. Jesus said, get your money bag, get your bread bag, and get your machaira, or your Roman short sword. And it was a short sword that was able to be concealed behind a cloak. And then he says this, if you don't have a short sword, sell your cloak and buy one. In other words, it's better to be carrying open than not have one at all. And you can read that in Luke. A lot of denominations won't even touch that with a 10-foot pole. But the fact of the matter, the right of self-defense, or the right to protect the image of God, the imago Dei, other human beings made in the image of God, is an unalienable right. And it is in Scripture. And yet, in the Communist Manifesto, it advocates total control. In other words, don't worry about being armed. The government is going to take care of it for you. That is the gospel of the Antichrist. The gospel of the kingdom, the gospel of Jesus Christ, is very simple. That we do have unalienable rights. Nobody can put a lien on them, a cloud on them. Nobody can touch them because they were given to us by God. And the idea of governing with us as we the people, that the temple of the Holy Spirit, the body of the believer, is the government and should be the government of the United States of America, presupposing two things. One, we're believers, and two, we actually show up so that Holy Spirit can work through us. Be very clear on why Christianity, why our constitutional republic is so much better than anything else in the entire world, because by protecting those rights, it allows people to come to their own conclusions about Jesus Christ and not be forced into religion like they are in India, like they are throughout all of the Muslim world and other countries as well. Which brings me now to your daily intelligence briefing. On the international front, coming to us from Debka File, the United States shifts its policy towards, wait for this, accepting the Assad regime in Syria as legitimate, and Israel is caught totally unaware of this. So again, a very clear divide happening in the Middle East. Bringing us now also on the international front to some historical dates. First of all, happy Columbus Day, everyone. And also, we celebrate over this last weekend, October 7th. What is October 7th? Most people have no clue. But October 7th, 1571, was a seminal battle called the Battle of Lepanto, where Muslim armies and navies were defeated in a stunning and massive defeat. Actually, there was days of prayer right before this battle. On October 10th, we celebrate the Battle of Tours, France, in 732 AD, when Muslim armies, after their defeat at the Battle of Covadonga in northern Spain, where we get to the Battle of Helm's Deep in Lord of the Rings, totally separate subject, bypassed northern Spain, went into France, and as they were raping and pillaging across France, you can read about this actually in the book The Sword and the Scimitar by Raymond Ibrahim. Charles the Hammer Martel came against the armies and said this, As Christians, we can no longer let them come into the villages raping and pillaging everyone. We actually have to fight back. We have to exercise the right of self-defense, because otherwise we will be complicit in the sin of what is happening as these Muslim armies come across France. And so on October 10th, 732, Charles Martel and his army beat the forces of the caliphate and eventually drove them back out of Spain 700 years later. That's the legacy. In 1492. And as a result of that defeat by Spanish forces that drove those Muslim forces out of Spain, Christopher Columbus was commissioned to find new trade routes, because most of the trade routes in the Mediterranean to the east were blocked by Islamic forces. And so he was commissioned to find new trade routes toward the west, and also a route into the eastern part of the Islamic Empire, so the Spanish armies could defeat them once and for all. That is the real history of Christopher Columbus, and something that we should all celebrate on the national front. Now, bringing us next to the national front, Rand Paul, coming to us from Summit News, warns all Americans to be afraid of your government, says watch lists of dissenters already exist. Now, I'm going to disagree with Rand Paul on something. We do not need to be afraid. We just need to understand what is happening. But he believes that the left has become more authoritarian than we can really imagine. And essentially what he is, the principle he is talking about is that they are criminalizing dissent. Quote, "I think criminalizing dissent is something that we should all be appalled with," end quote, Paul told host Ben Domenech. So we have a principle here that criminalizing dissent is something that is really un-American. But there's something else that is going on here as well. And that is this idea that what is going on in Washington, D.C. is more authoritarian than we could possibly imagine. There is a quote from Edmund Burke that most of you have never heard, and it is this, that there is no safety for an honest man except to believe all possible evil of evil men. And that's really what Rand Paul is talking about with this, that we need to understand that they literally want to control every aspect of our lives, and they're doing this one step at a time. And we need to stand up right now and say enough is enough. That's why this Friday is going to be very important, because this Friday down at City Hall, 5 o'clock, we are going to be rallying, and a lot of people who are about ready to lose their jobs on October 18th, they're going to be there October 15th and are going to walk out with the freedom flu. And if you don't know what that is, I'm going to get to that right now. I love when Americans come up with new hashtags that are just so unique. Freedom flu, hashtag freedom flu. In fact, we're going to put this in the show byline as well, hashtag freedom flu, because essentially what happened with Southwest Airlines is you had a bunch of pilots just go home sick, and a bunch of air traffic controllers, I am also hearing as well, just go home sick. And so what happened was Southwest Airlines all of a sudden has to cancel a couple thousand flights and then tries to cover it up with a wet, like inclement weather. And everybody's in Florida looking up at the sky like, hey, it's nice outside. What are you talking about? And so quickly the lies are broken through. Coming to us from the New American, this is how they put it. Seemingly out of nowhere, what appears to be a Southwest Airlines rebellion has taken flight this weekend. According to media reports, scores of pilots and other Southwest employees have coordinated the taking of sick days, that's the freedom flu, to use them up in advance of a Southwest Airlines mandate to get the jab or lose their job. Over Saturday and Sunday, more than 2,000 flights have been canceled, with airports experiencing full-on mayhem. Chaos at Southwest and anger grows, according to Populist Press. Wow. What we're seeing right now is Americans saying enough is enough. And now here in Spokane, this Friday, a bunch of people are going to also walk out that are facing job loss on Monday. And we're going to rally in support of them because we stand together as Americans against tyranny. Interestingly, the Texas governor, this coming to us from Breitbart, prohibits vaccine mandates by any entity. And oh, wait for it. Oh, wait for it. Where is Southwest Airlines based? That's based in Texas. And so is American Airlines. God bless Texas. So here's the quote. I issued an executive order prohibiting vaccine mandates by any entity in Texas. I also added the issue to the special session agenda. So they're going to be taking this up as a formal vote of the legislature after this emergency executive order by the governor. Interestingly enough, Southwest Airlines and American Airlines said they are going to, even though that happened, they are still going to abide by the mandate. And yet Southwest Airlines right now is collapsing because of this. So clearly this isn't about profit. Clearly this isn't about running a good business model. Clearly this isn't about the law. This is about them literally being part of the control mechanism and their executives being very specific, being part of the control mechanism that Biden is trying to put in. Now, go look for the federal mandate. Go look for it in the Federal Register. A lot of people have called this out. But also, his federal vaccine mandate is toothless. He can't make it work. He can't enforce it. He's tried the back door of the mandate by going through corporations and making them be the ones to try to enforce this. But it's totally unconstitutional on its face, and it doesn't even look like this mandate is even real. Clearly, it's not law. So Texas is saying, we're pushing back. The federal government is an agent of the states, not the other way around. We're pushing back and saying, no, we're not going to comply with this. And no entity in Texas can force somebody to take a vaccine because, by the way, that would be in violation of international morals that were recognized at the Nuremberg trials. Are you going to be part of the movement to push back? I hope so, because now is the time to stand up. Join us this Friday, 5 o'clock, Spokane City Hall, downtown Spokane, where once again, we're going to be standing together with our brothers and sisters who are having their jobs threatened on Monday the 18th. Enough is enough. That brings us next to what is going to happen. Well, this is an interesting quote from an airline pilot. Quote, prepare for catastrophic disruptions to American life. This is because essentially what the left wants to do now is with supply chain disruptions and also trying to force a lot of these people out of work, the left is intentionally, the Marxists are intentionally trying to collapse our supply system, try to blame it on capitalism, by the way. And as they try to collapse it, then add to it by unions striking at the same time. Watch this happen. This is what their plan is. This is an attempt to collapse the system. Part of kind of an offshoot of the Cloward-Piven strategy. You can go look that up. How do we fight back against that? If you're getting fired, start your own business. Here at On Fire Ministries, we are starting a class to teach people how to start their own businesses and then to connect them with kingdom-minded investors, incubators, to help them get their businesses off the ground. This is how the kingdom should work. We should be taking this as an opportunity as they try to kick people out of their jobs to then start businesses that take over that sector of the market because they can run it better. They can run it with moral courage. That is what it means to be an entrepreneur, a Christian entrepreneur. So if that interests you or that piques your passions, that you really want to start your own business and you're facing a job loss, we are actually beginning to teach a class next Wednesday here, Wednesday the 20th, here at On Fire Ministries. And so you can message us on Facebook or you can message us on Gab and we will get you connected with our great friend and professor, Doug Lahr, who is going to be teaching that class. All right. Moving next, staggering number of U.S. troops unvaccinated. Coming to us from Technocracy News. The Navy, Caleb, the Navy has been most compliant with President Biden's July edict. According to the report, 98% of active duty seamen have gotten at least one shot and 90% are fully vaccinated. This is in stark contrast to the Marines, where just 72% are fully vaccinated. Meanwhile, 60,000 Air Force personnel have just 3 weeks to meet the deadline. Among the Army Guard and Reserve, which have until June 2022 to come into compliance, under 40% are fully vaccinated. I believe, Travis, I think that the Army has beat the Marines is what I'm reading here. It's what it sounds like for the record. Now, I know I'm going to get a whole bunch of, comments now defending the Marine Corps. I love it. All right. Last but not least, I'm going to jump back to the international front on something that just was so weird and bizarre. Now, I've talked about Al-Azhar University in Egypt, which is the foremost university on Sunni Islamic studies. So when they say something is authoritative regarding the Quran, it's authoritative. Al-Azhar Grand Sheikh claims Quran says women are equal to men and calls non-Muslims brothers in humanity. If anybody is following that, that is a dramatic statement and shift. We're going to keep our eyes on this as we continue to report. Want to plug once again this Friday, 5 o'clock, October 15th, Spokane City Hall, standing with our brothers, standing with those who have caught the freedom flu. As the freedom flu spreads, so does freedom. But as we just learned today, more importantly, liberty. And if the government is not going to fulfill its role to punish evil and promote good, then the people need to rise up right now and make sure that those elected officials who are not doing their jobs, not fulfilling their oaths, are unelected. They're held accountable for their failures in office. And that's the briefing. Remember, the antidote to dependency and socialism is to be a God-fearing, self-reliant, freedom-loving American. Thank you to everybody that has been praying for us. And make sure you go to Gab, Getter, MeWe. I think I'm on Parler and at Matt Shea on any of those real social media sites, true social media sites. And if you absolutely have to, because right now we have to, you can go to Patriot Radio US on Facebook. You can see us in our live broadcasts on Facebook. And we also are on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, and Amazon. And we are working through getting up the episodes so they are updated on Podbean. There has been an issue with the technology to get the stuff downloaded and re-uploaded. So that's part of what is going on. So please be patient with that. And blessings to all of you for, and thank you so much for all of your support. All right. It is my honor to introduce to you today Marianne Mendoza. She is the founder of angelfamilies.org. Her son, Sergeant Brandon Mendoza of the Mesa, Arizona Police Department, was killed on May 12, 2014 by a repeat, I'm going to say that again, repeat illegal alien criminal. And he was allowed to stay in our country after committing crimes in Adams County, Colorado years ago. He never showed up for his court date, was apprehended years later at our southern border coming back from Mexico visiting family. He was taken up to Adams County, Colorado, where a judge slapped him on the wrist and just let him go. No punishment for any previous crimes, no punishment for not showing up to court, and essentially a get-out-of-jail-free card to continue living in the country without facing a single consequence. That day, May 12, 2014, changed Marianne's life forever. And it really is an honor to bring you on. I want to thank you first for the sacrifice for your family to make for this great country, but also to get your perspective on what is going on at the southern border. Thank you for joining us on Patriot Radio today, Marianne.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, I'd like you to add a little bit more of the details to this story. I think it's poignant and it's a cautionary tale. This stuff is real. This failure to protect our southern border is having a material impact on people, and it is costing lives.
100%. We have unvetted, untested, unvaccinated illegals invading our country. We have a president and a whole administration, and the biggest blame I place is on Secretary of DHS Mayorkas. He had an evil agenda coming into this, and you know, I didn't wake up on May 12, 2014 thinking I was going to lose my precious son at the hands of an illegal criminal. But as the week started unfolding after the tragic incident, the information that I was researching and getting and who this person was and how he had committed crimes before, and what sickens me so much is the average American has no idea the amount of illegal criminals that are walking around our country that have committed 5, 6, 10, 8, 12 crimes and still released back into our community to victimize another innocent American, especially in sanctuary cities, states, and counties.
Well, let's break through that veil right now. Let's tear that veil down from people's eyes. How bad is this problem right now? And also, I'd like you to comment on, this seems intentional, that this isn't like, oh, everybody's stupid and we messed up here. This seems like an intentional policy that is costing American lives.
100%. This is one world over. This is borderless, you know, the borderless world. It's a UN agenda that really put into place in 2016, had Hillary won. So they were put off for about 4 years, but you know what? During that 4 years, they were gaining the momentum and getting the rioters in place to absolutely 100% make this happen. It is trying to wipe out the American dream, the American values, and what we stand for in this country. You cannot have a borderless world. You can't have other cultures coming in, not assimilating, and basically ripping up what our country stands for.
So how bad is this problem? Yeah, let's talk about that.
It's bad. It's bad. I mean, you know, when you talk about the 1.6 million that they've already let over, which I think closer to 2 million at this point, on top of the 32 million who are already here. And then you got like this big caravan that's good. And then you have to factor in the people who they have caught, which is an astronomical amount of people. There's unsecured areas of our border, time in Texas. And, you know, in Arizona where I live, it's 372 miles of border with Mexico. And about 220 of that is unsecured. It's barbed wire or normal fencing that people can just cross over, cut the barbed wire, drive through. I've been down myself. I've climbed Mexico and back in under 2 minutes. So, you know, we've got Ballards, stacks and stacks of steel laying in southern Arizona, just like they did in Texas. And there's been rumors that this administration is now selling those Ballards for scrap steel. When you stop and think about the rising cost of steel, which was up, like, I think 821% in the last year, what that cost to replace. This administration is really committing some evil things, and this is taxpayer paid for steel Ballards to secure our border. And you know, Mayorkas just announced yesterday or today that he's stopping defense contracts there in Laredo, Texas, and it's 100% obvious they don't want the protection of the American people. They don't.
It really clearly looks like that. Well, after this tragedy happened, how were you treated? How did they treat this incident? Was it Was it acknowledged, the sacrifice, or was it kind of swept under the rug? What happened with this?
Well, the illegal who killed my son died in the car accident. So I haven't had to been faced with a lot of tragedy that any families have to go through, where they have to go through a trial. Steve Ronick here in Arizona, whose son Grant was assassinated by an illegal at a convenience store. He just now, his son was killed in January 2015. They're probably going to court this Friday to set up a trial date. So he's waited this long, 6 years. Deborah Elkins in Missouri, her son was at a house from an illegal who had been in sanctuary, New Jersey, traveled to Missouri, broke into this house, shot her son 5 times, killed 2 other people, and then came back about a half hour later and shot her son an additional 20 times. So he had 25 bullets in him. That's barely going to trial. He was killed in 2018. So there's a long waiting period. And, you know, President Trump had put together the Voice Office, which are victims of the illegal crime, and for us to be able to call and keep track of the case, where they were being held, follow through after they served their jail or prison term to find out if they were being deported. And what has Mayorkas and Biden done? They've changed that to the Vessel Office. And that is where illegals call in now and claim they're victims of human trafficking, even if paid to be brought to this country. They can call and say, I'm a victim of human trafficking. They will be referred over to USCIS, which Mayorkas used to work at during the Obama administration. He worked at USCIS, and he was deputy secretary of DHS, so he knows the whole system. So they call USCIS, refer them over there. They're immediately getting work permits as their asylum case is put in the computer system, which will never see the light of day. Now, a week ago, Mayorkas lied to the American people because you got to watch the word crafting. He said DHS is not giving work permits to these illegals. Yeah, because he knows he's putting them to USCIS and USCIS giving them work permits. This is a sly, evil administration, what they're doing, and lying to the American people. So every one of these people, all those Haitians, everybody came over, they're all getting work permits. And guess who's going to be getting the jobs that Americans are quitting because they have vaccinated and they're not requiring the illegals to be vaccinated? Now, the big picture is very frightening.
This is appalling. So I want to go back to something you said. So you're telling me that the victim's hotline essentially got turned into a hotline for illegal aliens to use to essentially circumvent the system. I'm putting it in very simple terms.
Yes. And I've talked directly to Tom Thurman, who is in charge of the Vessel Office. I had a direct conversation with him on the phone and found this all out.
That is absolutely I don't think any American listening to this show today across all of Eastern Washington, North Idaho, and Western Montana had any clue about that. That is just absolutely appalling. So how much bigger is this problem? Is it just localized to the southern border, or is this happening everywhere?
It's happening everywhere. Every illegal who paid a trafficker to come, they're obviously being coached and educated by the NGOs and the nonprofits that go down in, you know, they're down at Tapachula, Mexico. They're down there waiting for these caravans to arrive. You have got a convicted felon down in Tapachula working this, and we believe it's money through Soros that he donates to nonprofits that's funneled to this convicted felon who's wanted in the United States. He is coordinating all of these caravans to come up here. And they're down there telling them, this is what you need to do. Now they give them the phone number to Vessel. You want to work? Call this office. You're a victim of human smuggling, and you will get be referred over to USCIS and get a work permit. It is disgusting to think that we've got a government forcing us to be vaccinated in order to keep our jobs, trying to force us, you know. And I got to remind everybody, it's a talking point. It isn't a law. It isn't a mandate at this point. Believe that this administration will be able to do that with a vaccine that isn't even approved by the FDA yet. You know, they say it is, but it's not. If you read the whole FDA printout on their website, it's 5 to 6 years out from having full approval from FDA. You know, people have just got to stop listening to the news, and they have to really start looking things up. You know, don't look at an article and they say, well, it's passed and it's in a, on the FDA site. Go to the FDA site. Read it. Find out for yourself what's really happening.
That's exactly right. And actually, this Friday, as we're doing the rally, we're going to be handing out the truth on these things, because there's actually a U.S. law that says if it is an experimental vaccine, if it's an experimental medical treatment, it's actually even broader than that, that it cannot be compulsory. I mean, that's actually U.S. law. So anybody saying anything to the contrary is actually advocating for the violation of existing U.S. law.
Yes. Yes. 100%.
This is, you know, and then they're letting them come across the southern border in droves, and they don't even care if they're vaccinated or not. So clearly this can't be about health and safety.
No. And then on the flip side of that, they are requiring Border Patrol agents to be vaccinated by November 1st, or they're going to lose their jobs. As they're parading all these unvaccinated and untested illegals by them, allowing them to come into our country, this is absolutely disgusting that they're putting our Border Patrol agents in these positions to watch people who aren't even citizens. You know, we've got, it's dereliction of duty. This administration is 100% more worried about the safety and care of illegal people who don't even, they're not even citizens, they're not non-citizens, they're not undocumented workers, they're illegal aliens.
Yeah.
It's treasonous. You know, we've got an administration allowing an invasion of our country. I just can't believe that some of these super PACs that came to be from a lot of the former Trump administration, people who worked for him, these super PACs are putting together. Why aren't they bringing these types of lawsuits towards the administration for dereliction of duty and violating Title IV or Title VIII, the invasion of our country? Why aren't they bringing lawsuits? It's happening.
Exactly. Why aren't these people that have the funding standing up? And that's
because
an excellent question.
They're bringing lawsuits about, you know, social media. Yes, it's a big deal. I get that. But you know what is really happening with those super PACs? And people have to stop and think about this. They're funding the lifestyle that they used to know. Because there's no way anybody will hire these Trump administration people. Use your money where you know it's going to make a difference. You know, get a class action lawsuit together and let's sue this administration for dereliction of duty or allowing an invasion of our country.
That's absolutely right. Well, I want to shift gears a little bit, Marianne, and go to, you turn this tragedy into a way for the voices of those who have suffered to be heard, not just nationwide, but worldwide with Angel Families. Tell the listeners a little bit about that.
Well, you know, we finally had a man, somebody who was running for office, actually take heed and listen to our stories, because a secure border and the sovereignty of this country was important to Trump. And so what better way but to bring forth the very people and the very tragic stories that tell what will happen if this isn't corrected and stopped. We 100% need immigration reform in this country. I get that. You know, we've got you know, some very good people who have lived here for many, many decades, who have not been in trouble, who have not been a ward of the states or stuff, or have to have food stamps or assisted living or free medical. Those are the types of people that need to be in the front of the line, not these people who are coming over our borders right now.
We have not just immigration. We just need to enforce the existing laws. I mean, just the laws that are on the books as a start. And part of what you've been writing about recently really caught my attention was how much is actually being spent to essentially get around the existing laws and block the border wall construction.
You just can't even believe the amount of money spent through these NGOs and these nonprofits. You know, and I've been screaming for a long time, Pueblos and Fronteras and a lot of these ones that go down there and encourage these illegals to make the trek, you know, and finding out where that money is coming from. Soros can donate money to A. A donates money to B. B donates money to C. And when C donates to D, that's when the money trickles down to these people who are aiding and abetting the illegal invasion of our country. So in essence, it's tax-free money. And Soros is getting a tax write-off for whoever he's donating to, but it's funneled down so many channels that nobody knows where it really originally came from.
Yep.
And so those types of things have to be tightened down. The 501c3 nonprofits, the non-governmental organizations that are down there doing their dirty work, those are the type. That's where a lot of this focus has to be, because they are operating unfettered, unchecked, unaudited.
Totally unchecked. That is the thing. Yeah. I think a lot of people don't understand. There is literally no check on what's going on. And as you wrote about, $5 million a day is going to block the construction of the border. I don't think people have any clue the amount of funding that's going to actually try to circumvent the laws of the United States and weaken this country.
Right. Thank you. These contractors knew if there was going to be a change in administration that they would probably have to have something in their contract to protect them if Biden did win. And so they had clauses in their contract that they would be paid in full whether the walls were finished or not.
Wow.
So that's what we're witnessing right now. Unfortunately, the American taxpayer has been fleeced because, you know, the minute Joe Biden got into office, he couldn't even wait, you know, for the ceremony to be over. And he's already in the White House signing executive orders to. You know, signing executive orders to stop the construction on the wall, which has been the most damaging thing to happen to this country besides the pipeline and in the pipeline. I mean, think of the things that he stopped and how it has negatively affected this country.
That's exactly right. Marianne Mendoza, in the last couple of minutes that we have left, if you could tell the listeners about where they can go to get good information on the situation down at the southern border, and also where they can go to find out more about Angel Families.
We have a website, angelfamilies.org, and, you know, any donations help because it really helps fund me to get down to the border in Arizona. I'm planning another trip. It might be in November, but it might be after the first of the year, because I want to show, you know, my fellow Americans the sections of wall that they're actually cutting. They're cutting sections of the wall out in southern Arizona that borders the Indian reservation. So, you know, it just helps me with gas money and getting down there and being able to do those sort of things. I am permanently suspended off Twitter. So on election night, I made some comment about the election in Maricopa County. So Twitter permanently suspended my personal account, my Angel Families, and my Angel Mom, so I can't get back on Twitter.
Of course. Go to Gab.
Yeah, I need to get up and running on Gab, but I have accounts that I haven't really worked on them. Facebook, under Angel Families United, I've got, that's where I put articles every single day, or Angel Moms. I'm constantly putting articles out. I have a military wife who does nothing but research for me of all these obscure crimes that you see about. And I want to just let your listeners know, too, go to NC, which is abbreviated for North Carolina, ncfire.info, ncfire.info, and read about the child rape epidemic going on in North Carolina. It's an anti-sanctuary state, but three sheriffs who were voted in the midterms in 2018 have turned their county sanctuary, and it is a disgusting statistic that you will see of the illegals that are raping children in North Carolina, unfettered. And when they rape one and they're arrested, they're put right back out into the communities by those sheriffs. Sheriff McFadden is one of the worst here in North Carolina.
That's disgusting. Wow. All right, angelfamilies.org. Marianne Mendoza, thank you so much for joining me on Patriot Radio today. Thank you again for the sacrifice and for being so clear on this issue, where a lot of people didn't even know the extent of the problem on the southern border.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you so much for having me. And, you know, I'd be glad to come back anytime. If I make a trip down there, I'll contact you and let you know that I got more info.
Would love to have you back on with a firsthand report from the southern border. Absolutely. Blessings to you. Keep up the fight.
Thank you so much.
All right. Marianne Mendoza, angelfamilies.org. Her son, Sergeant Brandon Mendoza of the Mesa, Arizona Police Department, was killed on May 12, 2014 by a repeat illegal alien criminal. What a story. And what a freedom fighter. Fantastic. Now, I'm going to take the last 7 minutes of the show, and we have a breaking story that you are only going to hear right here on Patriot Radio. But first, take out a pen and paper. If you are driving, find a safe place to pull over. Take out a pen and paper. I want to give you the U.S. law, which specifically states that any medical product which has been granted emergency use authorization may not be compulsory. A lot of people have been asking for this, and hopefully Travis can put it in the comments on Facebook Live right now. 21 U.S. Code, so 21 U.S. Code, section 360 BBB-3. So 360 BBB-3. We're going to have some material there on Friday that is going to spell this out for everybody so you can very clearly talk about this. But anything to the contrary is literally going against U.S. law. So right now, the pretender really has a pretend mandate. It is a talking point. We looked in the Federal Register after certain other personalities brought this up nationally, and sure enough, this is just a talking point right now. People are just going along with this just because he said so. That's not America. It's got to be a law. It's got to be passed by our representatives, signed into law, according to the Constitution, where it goes through the House and the Senate and then the president. That didn't happen. And now for the breaking story. Now, we talked briefly last week about a Marxist cell that was going to be exposed, and that article has come out from WeTheGoverned.com, WeTheGoverned.com. Everybody in South Central Washington needs to listen up. If you are anywhere near the vicinity of Prosser, Washington, you need to listen up. Anywhere near Prosser, Washington, I don't care if you're in Sunnyside or even as far north as Yakima or down in the Tri-Cities, listen up to this story because it involves all those areas. It has been uncovered by Glenn Morgan at We the Governed that city council candidate, and this is fascinating too, okay? City council candidates and school board candidates that normally aren't looked at, they actually can have a dramatic impact and are used as infiltration points by the left. And that goes for the city council race in Prosser, Washington. Maricela Sanchez has now been exposed as a former Green Party member, active in that organization locally until it was absorbed into the Democrat Party. Well, that is shocking. That we see today. Now, if you're not familiar with the Green Party, it is a Marxist front. You can go down virtually all of their position points, and they follow the Communist Manifesto. But more than this, she was charged in October of 2016. Are you ready for this? She was arrested as part of the North Dakota pipeline protest in 2016. Legal documents that it looks like Glenn Morgan got a hold of very clearly show that she was essentially charged for domestic terrorism. Now, that's not an official charge under the law, but she was charged specifically with endangering people with fire and explosives, riot, and was one of many of those who were charged in the events surrounding that activity. She attempted to claim indigent status and request a free attorney, and the request was rejected according to the documents that he has linked in his article. Here's where it gets really interesting. Maricela Sanchez is the vice president, wait for it, of FutureWise, the head Marxist organization in Washington State that is trying to take away your property rights and has been undermining efforts to get property taxes under control over the years and has been essentially a litigation factory against private property owners. Everybody listening to this show today, I want you to share this, especially this last segment, and hopefully we can get Travis to clip it and just put it on its own. We need you to spread this far and wide. This is exposing the real Marxists in this country. Quite literally, what they try to accuse us of, they're doing themselves. And this isn't just some random person. It's somebody running for city council in Prosser, Washington, who happens to be the vice president of FutureWise in Washington State. And in 2016, was charged with endangering people with fire and explosives and riot. Incredible. Incredible reporting coming out of Prosser, Washington, both Glenn Morgan and understanding the threat. Folks, you need to tell your friends and family about this stuff. Do not let it die on the vine. Get this information out there so people can actually make informed choices when they vote. I want to thank everybody for joining me today on Patriot Radio. We are walking victorious in Jesus Christ. We will restore this republic. And all of you out there, we will be the greatest generation. Pray with your family tonight and keep up the fight.